Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to an hour of music from new releases. This visit is called The Newest of Choral Creations. We got underway with a rhythmic folk song from Canada titled Dance, My Love, Dance, from six Canadian folk songs by Derek Healy, edited by Elmer Eisler. Doing the honors was the familiar ensemble, the Alora Singers, guided by Noel Edison. Our next selection comes from one of the top female choruses in the collegiate ranks, as we listen to the Baylor University Bella Voce. Their director is Lynn Gackle. The first of two selections lay in great contrast. This is a French folk song, the Maman, I Hear the Wolf, arranged by Joni Jensen. Then a lively work by Felix Mendelssohn called Hexen, The Witch's Song. The Baylor University Women's Choir.
Thank you.
You just heard a French melody, La Momorée, I Hear the Wolf, and the German leader, Hexen, a witch's song by Felix Mendelssohn. The Baylor Bella Voce remain on stage and remind us of a spiritual thought on unity. It's arranged by David Moore. Please enjoy Will the Circle Be Unbroken? That was the great sound of the Baylor University Bella Voce, one of the top collegiate women's ensembles in the country. Their director is Lynn Gackle. The composer Claudio Monteverdi, whose years were 1567 to 1643, is known as one of the first opera composers in music history. We all know his famous Vespers of 1610, so today I want to play the opening from one of his surviving operas sung in Italian. The English title is The Return of Ulysses to His Homeland. Monteverdi's music in many ways towers over his colleagues, and one reason is just the sophistication, plus the intellectual pursuit of his output. We will hear the prologue to the opera. There are four characters: human frailty, Father Time, Fortune, and Cupid. You will hear members of the Monteverdi Choir, the English Baroque soloists, all led by John Elliott Gardner. The prologue to one of the first operas. This venture was recorded in Poland.
Toilet!
You have just heard the prologue to one of the three surviving operas by Monteverdi, The Return of Ulysses to His Homeland. There were four characters: Human Frailty, Father Time, Fortune, and Cupid. The other artists were the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists, led by John Elliott Gardner. The next song, I Was Born for This, was written for and included as the final song of a soundtrack from a video game, Journey, and this recording is a 2019 CD by the British group Voces 8. This is a sound picture of life. The text says, I was born for this. To each his day is given. Time it is for me to go, lost in my homecoming. I was born for this. Along this road goes no one.
Thank you.
Well done, Voces 8, a very interesting set of lyrics, and done with impeccable tonality. I Was Born for This, a hit tune from a video game, Journey, by Austin Wintry. This is an hour of some of the newest choral creations. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art now in its 26th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
Shine, 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 shine
Another salute to our theme, a classy new arrangement of the Londonderry Air, sung by Voces 8 from their new CD called Enchanted Isle. Let's bring back the Allura Singers, directed by Noel Edison. They do this great hit by Billy Joel in this choral arrangement of And So It Goes. I'm sure that you all remember that one, music from Billy Joel, And So It Goes, a choral arrangement performed by the Allura Singers with Noel Edison on the podium. Over the years of music history, the Lord's Prayer has inspired many composers. As your host, I'm constantly looking for different selections to stimulate your listening palate. To close, we turn to the Lord's Prayer created by Leos Janacek. Andrew Netzinger, conductor of the choir of St. John's, Cambridge, feels very strongly about Janacek's setting of the Lord's Prayer and the genius ways he treats the text. In a sense, this setting is an ambitious piece and could be called a compact cantata with five short sections plus an amen. Here are the titles in English. Our Father which art in heaven, movement 2 is Thy Will Be Done. Then we have Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread and Forgive Us Our Trespasses, who trespass against us. And then you have the Amen. The Lord's Prayer by Leos Janacek. This is the choir of St. John's, Cambridge.
Thank you.
You have just heard the choir of St. John's, Cambridge, guided by Andrew Nesinga, with a setting of the Lord's Prayer by Leos Janacek, written in 1906. You heard Glenn Dempsey organ with Michael Bell tenor, and you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called The Newest in Choral Creations, Music from New Releases. And I'm Stan Schmidt, thanking you for being there and inviting you back to hear only the best of the vocal and choral art. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2019.